faith, you mean the first to the last. But if I kept you standing on my toes, I have the right to shout you down. Before your days is dreaming in which my thoughts were drowned. I've caught your wings for laughs. I'm not obliged to read the statements of the year. So take your glasses off and don't act so sincere. But you need, but you need, you'd like to know me well. Well, I've got things inside my head.
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that was Janine, or Janine, as he was saying. I don't know, I kind of like the way he did that. Before that, it was John Lennon with Number 9 Dream, and that was off of Walls and Bridges. Who knew John Lennon was so into infrastructure? I had no idea he was into that. Brian Eno, a collaborator of David Bowie's on several of his landmark albums, including Low, a personal favorite of mine. That was... from Eno's solo project, Another Green World, we heard Golden Hours, and it was Bowie's Rock and Roll Suicide from Ziggy Stardust that started things off. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and this is the show, I guess you could say it was inspired by the book, David Bowie's Last Interview, or The Last Interview, David Bowie, and it was a collection of his, not all of his interviews, but some of his interviews by some Rolling Stone. There was one in 1987 done by Kurt Loder. I guess, see, there were long stretches of time where he was unavailable to the press, and he wasn't, like, he was very conscious of being too available. Wanted to make it seem like he was still a get for, I guess, for journalists, music mags, that sort of thing. Anyway, so that's the idea there. Moving on, another contemporary of Bowie's, I think another artist that he was influenced by, we have Roxy Music here. Again, tied into Brian Eno, this is going to be Virginia Plain from their self-titled debut, 1,000 Points of Light. WMFO.
You're so chic, dude, you're well lovely.
Babies of the mountains, streamline. Midnight, you can see the floors. Dancing. me too. Got to search for something new.
Stones, we never got it off on that. water drag. Too many snacks. Now I drunk a lot of wine and I'm feeling fine. Gotta raise some cab to bed. Oh, is there concrete all around? Or is it in my head? Yeah, I'm a goon now.
All the young dudes.
Hey, goons.
Carry the blues.
Where are yous?
Boogaloo dudes.
Stand up.
Carry the news. All the young dudes.
I want to hear ya.
Carry the news.
I want to see you.
Boogaloo dudes.
I want to relate.
Carry the news. All the young dudes.
What news?
Carry the news.
Let's hear the news. Come on.
Boogaloo dudes.
I want to kiss you.
Carry the news.
Hey, you there.
All the young dudes.
With the glasses.
Carry the news.
I want you.
Dance to the rock and roll station.
All right, Velvet Underground, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that's from the Loaded record, without Sterling Morrison, or no, without, sorry, without, that was with Sterling Morrison, or was it? Now I'm confused. Lineup changes. I think that was actually Doug Yule without John Cale. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. Before that, Motha Hoople, a song, Motha Hoople was supposed to be the next big thing out of Britain. Where have we heard that before? Many, many times, and Bowie rewrote, or he wrote that song. I don't know if it was more than one song, but that was the lead single, All the Young Dudes, and we heard that. Also, Screaming Blue Messiahs. All right, so you're wondering about that. I Want to Be a Flintstone, from the record of the same name. So in one of the interviews, it was actually the one in Rolling Stone with Kurt Loder as the interviewer. I read it, and Bowie said that his favorite band at the time was the Screaming Blue Messiahs. In fact, he was such a big fan that he actually referred to them as the Messiahs, like shorthand, like he was like friendly with them, you know. It's like, the only thing that would have been even funnier is if he had referred to them as like SBM or something. I don't know. You know, it's funny. The song is like, so, you know, I Want to Be a Flintstone. It's like a novelty. It's a throwaway. I mean, the band didn't amount to much of anything, really. And, you know, it makes me wonder. Actually, I was thinking about it earlier when I was listening to it here in the studio. I wonder if he was like mocking everybody. You know, he was like, if people were really like thinking that he was going to anoint the next David Bowie or something, or the next big significant rock stars. And then so everyone went screaming, so to speak, to the record stores to buy the new Screaming Blue Messiahs. And they listened to the record and discovered it was crap. Maybe it was just a big joke. I don't know. But if people actually bought it, then, you know, the Messiahs, as they're known, I guess, benefited. Anyway, Roxy Music before that, starting off the set, Virginia Plain was the track we heard from their self-titled debut. So that's what's going on here. Pretty cool stuff. Let's continue on with more David Bowie here. I thought maybe we'd play Aladdin Sane from the record of the same name. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Strange device. was very young. Mountain magic heavy hung. The supermen would walk in file, guardians of a loveless isle, and gloomy-browed with super fear. Their endless tragic lives could give no sign, solemn perverse serenity. Wondrous beings chained to life. Strange games they would play then. No death for the perfect men. Thought, powers weird by mystics taught, no pain, no joy, no power too great, colossal strength to grasp a fate, where sad-eyed mermen tossed in slumbers, nightmare dreams no mortal mind could hold, and would tear his brother's flesh, chance to die, to turn to mold. The red sky, far out from the sad eyes. Strange mad celebrations, so softly a super god cries. Far out in the red sky.
Express. connection. TEE. Trans Europe Express. Trans Europe Express. Trans Europe Express. Trans Europe Express.
That is 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, and that was Trans Europe Express from Kraftwerk. And before that, David Bowie with the Supermen from the Bowie the Beeb collection, the Psychedelic Furs, that was Imitation of Christ from their debut record, and Bowie again, Aladdin Sane from the record of the same name, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. And so basically what the show is, it's the David Bowie, the last interview. So every time he mentions a record or a song, well, not every time, but most of the times. The list was curated by me, of course. So, in other words, he mentioned Kraftwerk in an interview and as a band that he liked, obviously. And there's, and it just so happens that Trans Europe Express name checks Bowie and Iggy Pop. So that works out as well. And so that's the idea. And so, I mean, I got to the point where I wasn't going to like play all of his hits. That would be too boring. I've already done that anyway. So it was sort of, I was looking for some of the more obscure tracks and also some of the other artists that he maybe had mentioned in interviews, and just kind of made a playlist out of it, and that's sort of what happened here. And now, moving on, what's next is this. So I did mention the 1987 Rolling Stone interview that Kurt Loder did. Kurt Loder, one of the greatest interviewers of all time. just happened to be that Bowie went to high school with Peter Frampton. Peter Frampton, you know, highs and lows, et cetera, et cetera, got back with Bowie and played with him on this Never Let Me Down record, which came out in 1987. And there was this big interview about the record and the process and everything. And it was, you know, in retrospect, it was not one of Bowie's stronger releases. But we are going to play Day In, Day Out, which was the lead single from that. Thousand Points of Light, WMFO.
Yeah. Anyone doing that one?
Which one?
30.
I'm doing it.
30 days in a hole.
Yeah. That's
nice.
30 days in the hole. 30 days in the hole.
Lord have mercy.
Oh yeah.
Come on in, man.
That's it.
Yeah,
right.
Thank you.
right underneath the soulful bluesy sounds of Jeff Beck. It's a great track, actually, from 1983's Blow by Blow, the track 'Cause We've Ended as Lovers. Bowie referenced Jeff Beck a couple times in his interviews. I guess he's respects him as a guitarist, and who wouldn't? Jeff Beck's a legend. Of course, Little Richard before that. Actually, no, that was Humble Pie with 30 Days in the Hole. Of course, Peter Frampton was in Humble Pie. I did not know this, so I had to play him. Because before we played Day In, Day Out from the Never Let Me Down, and that's Peter Frampton with David Bowie on that record. There's my connection there. Little Richard before that, Kansas City, Hey, 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 and then Kraftwerk started things off with Trans-Europe Express. I guess that was the last set. We're about done here tonight. Thanks for listening. It's been fun. It's been David Bowie and other stuff. Just another chance for me to play Bowie, I suppose. We're going to wrap things up with... So, of course, he had a heart attack, Bowie did, and then he went away for a few years, and he came back. And when he came back, he released The Next Day, and we're going to hear that track, the first video and the lead single off of that album, The Stars Are Out Tonight. And we're doing this not anything from Lazarus, just because it was from this era that the last interview of Bowie was taken, so that's why we're doing this now. Anyway, I will see you next week here on WMFO 91.5 Medford, 1,000 Points of Light.